gentlemen, welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting for Tuesday, December 5th. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Although it is posted within the meeting room, I would advise those persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to take report all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. In addition, the Board of Supervisors met in executive session to discuss land, legal, and personnel matters. Jill, will you do the roll call?
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Susan Court.
Here.
Member Mark Moyer.
Here.
Chairman John Foley.
Here. Next on our agenda is the visitor and public comment section. This will be, as it typically is, an opportunity for members of the community to address the public. If you come to the podium, please state your name, address, and have your comments limited to 3 minutes or less. And as has been our policy, if there are folks here with the same information that they're seeking to share, and someone has shared that same information previously up here tonight, we simply ask that you just let them be counted as your voice. And the podium is open.
Good evening. My name is Ann Sear. I live at 2125 Cary Way in Hummelstown, Derry Township. And I've lived in Hershey for over 50 years. And I, like my neighbors and friends here tonight, have been watching what goes on in this township for quite a while, and especially what goes on Middletown Road. I have prepared comments, and I prefer just to read them, rather it'll be faster. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. I think we've all heard those words before. I have 3 points I would like to make. In 2008, Derry Township supervisors wrestled with several very difficult land issues. On April 21st, an 11.5-acre parcel of land on Ruhouse Lane, the former Alpine Nursing Home, was suggested as a good location for an age-restricted community. Dave and Bowser planned to build 108 townhome-style condominiums with upscale enhancements, granite counters, skylights, and a community living room, an exercise room, and a spa. His request was granted. Unfortunately, however, the units did not sell as he had hoped. On January 26, 2010, almost 2 years later, Bowser still had many vacant lots and homes, so he came back to the supervisors and requested approval of a community with reduced density from what he had originally proposed and the removal of the age restriction stipulation. He reasoned that larger families would want homes with more than one or two bedrooms. Reluctantly, the supervisors allowed the changes. Back to 2008. On June 24th, a parcel of land along Middletown Road had been subdivided and was proposed for a zoning change from agriculture to commercial. Matt Weir spoke out against the change. So did Sandy Ballard. Both had thoughtful arguments and both were private citizens at the time. I was there. I remember the discussion. But they and others have argued unsuccessfully. Shortly thereafter, the property was upzoned, and now classification would allow a variety of uses. One of the parcels was purchased by Dan Sheppy, but things changed financially for Sheppy shortly after he bought the rezoned land, and he was unable to develop his plan. Eventually, Sheffy sold his parcel, and the land sat vacant for some time. But eventually, the zoning change made in 2008 allowed the new owner, LMS, to build the Sheets Convenience Store, the gas station, and the Sheets Strip Mall. Point three, you may remember that towards the end of 2007, the stock market hit a high of 14,164, and in less than 18 months later, it had dropped by more than 50%. Then it was 6,594. and that was on March 5th of 2009. Stock markets do have a way of correcting. We all know that right now the stock market is at an all-time high. We have experienced a 9-year bull run, but we live in very uncertain times. We do not really know with any degree of certainty what this current uptrend will lead to and whether or not we will see this development completed. No one has a crystal ball to look into the future, but we surely should be able to see the past. There are no guarantees that an age-restricted community will remain that. Once a parcel is upzoned, it remains upzoned, and that can't be changed, and that must be clear to all. And before I conclude, I would just like to ask those in attendance who are here because they oppose this rapid development that this Garber or Carousel property would allow. I'd like to ask those people to stand if you're opposed to this rapid development.
Opposed.
Thank you all. I do have a letter from a neighbor of mine who was unable to attend tonight, and each one of you will get a copy.
Thank you very much. And thank you to all the residents who are here to voice their position on this. I do want to address the audience in that this initiative has been extended for 60 days. It will not be voted on. It's not on our agenda this evening. It won't be voted on in this calendar year. So we're happy to hear from folks, but my only request is there's a large number of people here. If there's new material to add, that is one thing. But this specific agenda or this issue is not on our agenda this evening. And again, the podium is still open. So thank you.
This is in relation to the Middletown Road, but I'll keep it very, very quick.
If you state your name and address.
Oh, yes. So, good evening. My name is Robert Noya, and I live at 1465 Jill Drive in Carroll Acres. About a month ago, I spoke at this podium and then followed up with an email to praise all five of you for your rigorous work on the recreation center. I like the approach that you're taking. You're soliciting public input and gathering a wealth of facts on design and financing options before making a decision. And I think you're getting a lot of criticism that is undeserved. I just hope you'll take the same thoughtful approach with regards to the Garber Farm and other proposed development projects along Middletown Road. A study from the Trust for Public Land shows that for every dollar a municipality spends on residential development, it pays $1.16 to provide services for that development. In other words, development is not necessarily a monetary gain to a municipality in the long run. And this figure does not include the loss of natural services provided by trees and other environmental resources. For example, vegetation and forests filter toxic chemicals out of the air and water. So cutting down plants and trees to accommodate sprawl thus forces society to spend money on filtration. Forests and vegetation also absorb stormwater, minimizing floods. When developers cut down trees and replace them with lawns and impervious surfaces, municipalities have to spend taxpayer dollars to install culverts and retention basins to manage stormwater. And these are just two examples. When we throw off the balance of life provided by Mother Nature, taxpayers have to foot the bill to recreate those services. We have to pay for the control that nature performed for free, and in many instances, nature does a better job than humans can do. I recently wrote an article for The Sun about these issues, and I will give a copy to each of you. Also, last week I interviewed our state representative, the Honorable Tom Mahaffey, and he said that after discussing the Middletown Road corridor with PennDOT, it was very clear to him that any road expansion will not take place for many years. So residents of the western part of Derry Township are already facing increased traffic, noise, pollution, stormwater runoff, and other problems relating to the planned West End development. So please keep all of this in mind when you consider development projects along Middletown Road. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Trish Foster, 2439 Raleigh Road. I'm quickly crossing out things so I don't repeat things, you know, that we've already said. However, we have a lot of residents here that may have been to a meeting for the first time, so just bear with me if I repeat something. I would also like to comment on the proposed 55-plus development between Stoverdale and Kaler Roads. I understand the vote's been put off, and I am pleased that our Community Development Department and our Board of Supervisors will be further addressing the many concerns that have been brought up on this proposal before a vote is taken later. I see the following as the main concerns with the current proposal. There's a lot of development going on right now, and we should wait until more of this is completed. We've got 82 townhomes at the point that have barely begun to be occupied. I drove through there yesterday and I saw four cars in driveways. 32 apartments we've got in those two apartment buildings that have one way in, one way out. There aren't even any turn lanes there for that development, not to mention the Hershey West End project. So we've got a lot going on, and I really think we should wait and see how all that pans out. In the October 3rd Planning Commission minutes, Secretary St. John commented that the proposed rezoning would permit three times the density of the 55-plus community being considered. I should hope that not only for this proposed project, but moving forward as other potential projects come up, our Community Development Department go through the steps needed for a developer to be required to build what they say they're going to build. Mr. Emmerich stated there would be a thoughtful process with several steps required for this to happen, but I think we all definitely agree it sounds like we need to have that process happen. The signalization at South Point and Middletown Road, as the project stands now, is not warranted. Those Planning Commission minutes state that the applicant says he is, quote, hoping that with the increase in car trips from the development, the signal would be warranted there. If there is to be development on these parcels someday, and certainly anything near the density proposed, I think we would all agree we've really got to get a signal at that intersection of South Point and Middletown Road out of the development that would come there. I live on the other side of the neighborhood, and I know it was shortly after we moved here 11 years ago that they put a light at Deer Run, and it was a lifesaver, just having that light at Deer Run. But still nothing for those people over that live along South Point. It's still so difficult over there. And I've lived here 11 years. I'm a newcomer. Yeah. At the Planning Commission meeting, Secretary St. John noted that it was decided at the time of the adoption of the new zoning ordinance to leave the land between Middletown Road and Waltonville Road zoned as is ag conservation until the township had a better handle on the traffic stormwater issues. The proposed development does say there will be less stormwater than before the development, but the traffic issue is still not mitigated other than they're proposing some turn lanes. And I know you're going to look at all that carefully. One thing I want to add, and this is definitely new, and some here may not agree, but I'd like to put a message out there for Mr. Bird, Dennis Bird, who owns the property behind the Stoppers of Kissel Hill, is that we really need a grocery store. Imagine the number of trips that would be reduced up and down Middletown Road if we had a grocery store. That would be a lot of trips reduced. We really need a grocery store over there. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Deb Kegory, and I live at 1121 Middletown Road, Hummelstown, in Derry Township. And I'm just coming here tonight to speak to, first of all, thank you to the police department for their efforts for the speed patrol that they put on Middletown Road. We thank them, and we would greatly appreciate it being increased. What I'm asking for is a bit of help if the township would please approach PennDOT on the parcel of the Middletown Road that comes from Middletown up to the Love stop sign that's 45 miles an hour. They wouldn't listen to us as a citizen, but they may issue from the township if they could please reduce that to 35 miles an hour. Coming out of Middletown is 35. They go to 45. By the time they get to 35, they're in Middletown Road. They're hitting 45 to 50. We're talking trucks, especially FedEx trucks, and I want to make that on the record that we see FedEx making sure their deliveries are on time, but going over the 35 miles an hour speed limit. I just wanted to ask if that could be please put through to PennDOT from you. It would be much appreciated. This is our neighborhood, Middletown Road. It's been our home for over 20 years. When we moved here, it wasn't as bad. With the development and everything going on, the traffic has increased 3 or 10-fold. When they put the Turkey Hill in up the street, first of all, the first thing that happened was our well water was affected, and now we've had a water softener and all kinds of problems with our well, and then came the runoff. And anybody that travels through a heavy storm up Middletown Road will tell you the runoff is dangerous. And with the traffic going as fast as it is, we know there's going to be a very bad accident, and it's just an accident waiting to happen on Middletown Road. So we just want you to know that this is our neighborhood, and when you make your decisions on what you're doing on the Middletown Road, we hope you understand that if it were your neighborhood and you had traffic going 10, 15, 20 miles over the speed limit, you would be on the phone to the police department right away. We have children and we have pets, and our fear, God forbid, that one of them get out the front door and get on that main highway. And it's a highway, it's no longer a road. And we also don't appreciate the fact that we open up the Sun paper a few weeks or a few months ago and discover that you're looking at putting a 4-lane highway in our neighborhood. A letter could have come to us to let us know before the shock of seeing it in the Sun. So we just want you to know how much we would appreciate communication, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lisa Christina, formerly of 1098 Princeton Drive. So my dad still lives there. My dad is 78. My concern really is about the traffic there on Middletown Road. We know development is going to come. It's coming. It's rather inevitable. It a lot of times seems that money is more important than people. A lot of us, I feel, ask that development is slowed down, give the traffic some concern. My big concern now is that as Middletown Road has become quite a parking lot, what happens when somebody in Dartmouth Farms has a medical emergency and emergency vehicles can't get there? Think about that.
Thank you. Members of the audience, we'll continue to have the microphone up, but we will stop hard at 7:30 on these comments at this session, and then at the tail end, we will open it up again, just so that we can keep the agenda moving.
Can I just put it in there in the town? The discussion, and there's quite a few people around Fishburne Road and Governor, concerned about how many gas stations we need on that road. Presently, we have the sheets at one end. We have a Turkey Hill, we have a Golf, we have a Sunoco, we have a Zips Out. And we all know that Sheets is at the other end of that road with, I think, what, 12 pumps. With the planning that you're doing, you go through all this stuff with the Planning Commission and, you know, redevelop the town, come up with some ideas how to make a better town. Do we really need another Sheets, another gas station? Not to mention the traffic problem we have in that intersection already. You're just going to complicate it more. So in the planning, let's try to locate a sheet somewhere else. I think we already have one close enough. We don't need two. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Linda Crandall, and I live in South Point. Susan, I'm going to appeal to you directly on this one because you were from South Point as a resident, and in your campaign promise, you said that you would alleviate the traffic on that road. You would help to do that, so I'm asking you to follow through with your promise. I can no longer at 5 o'clock, when I come home from work, make a safe left turn at the Turkey Hill light on Locust Lane. On Monday, there were 4 cars turning onto Joanne Avenue trying to reach past the light, and there were 2 cars at the Turkey Hill light. What everyone's doing is getting out into the middle of the intersection, and when it turns red, they're darting because they can't get through that traffic. So if we can have some sort of a left turn signal there so that traffic can flow better, that would be helpful. My son, who lives at the corner of Turkey Hill and Locust, he will speak here shortly on his experiences with that. The other thing is the stormwater. I was very concerned. We own the Crandall property that the house burnt down. We purchased the field, the 5-acre field, where the detention pond is located for Stone Creek. That Stone Creek water flowed through the middle of the field, and we wanted to subdivide the field to build our house on the upper end and have our kids build a house on the lower end. However, when Jeff Kaiser was here, we could not do that without putting a retention pond on both properties because of the stormwater there. The stormwater would run from the detention pond across Middletown Road and create an ice slick across that road. We've noticed with the heavy rains, what's been happening is I've been having to leave Harrisburg early to come home because I can't get home in time with the heavy rains before they close those roads. They close Watera Creek Road, which runs all the way down into Stony Creek area. I can't go that way. The only way I can possibly get home is if I hurry up and go up Schoolhouse Road and try and beat the water running down to Kaler Road where Turkey Hill is before the police end up closing that. And that's happened to me twice just within the most recent rains. So when somebody tells me that they've done a stormwater study and that these engineers have planned it, I don't believe it because what happened at Stone Creek, they wanted us to fix with the retention pond. I can't trust those engineers that if they're going to build something on a 66-acre garbage farm, that water is going to do any better because I'm telling you it's pretty bad now. I'm sure the Barry Township police can attest to that. And that's really all I have to say. To add to this. Thank you.
Well, one more before we take our hard stop and begin the agenda.
Hello, I am Charlie Crandall. I'm living at 2010 Locust Lane. My house directly overlooks the intersection by the Turkey Hill, and I just wanted to make the first person observations of the traffic situation on that road. In the last few years, I've moved from inside of South Point to right up to get the bird's eye view of that road. And the last few years, I've seen a pedestrian get hit there, and it's a pretty common occurrence now to hear brakes of tires locking up and horns at that intersection. I've, in the last few months, started working out of the home office more, and I get to hear throughout the day a lot of traffic and congestion along that road. It's been building since I've moved into that house, and it seems to only want to continue in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you. This time we're going to begin with the continuation of the agenda, and we again will have a visitor public comment section at the end of the regular business. Next on our agenda is the approval of minutes for the Board of Supervisors meeting for November 14, 2017. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel. Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those minutes are unanimously approved. Under new business, A, 1 through 6, the preliminary final land development plan for Hershey Tropical World Phase 2 building renovation of Plat 1248. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This property is... this property is located in the commercial recreation zoning district, also in the Hershey Park overlay zoning district. It's accessed by Chapa Roadway, which was formerly Park Boulevard. It is proposed to be a private road. There's still some issues with vacation and so on. But when we reviewed this, we treated it as if Park Boulevard has been vacated but not yet acquired as part of Chapa Road, just to kind of set the stage. Prior to this plan, we had seen Plat 1218 in 2012, and that plan proposed a 3,900 square foot expansion of the building to house improved restroom facilities. It also expanded the parking area and provided addition to the parking area. This present plan is going to show that the building will contain 157,154 square feet. This expansion is done to consolidate some office space, to relocate coolers, to do some general renovations, and to update the employee break room. As a result of this expansion, there won't be any change in employee counts or in the overall occupancy of the building, so there's no new traffic concerns. The applicant has, as part of this plan, asked for waivers of plan scale to show the sheet actually that I have zoomed in on, so they can show the entire property on one sheet. We're recommending that that waiver be granted. They're asking for the typical waivers of showing sanitary, stormwater, and sewer profiles of unaffected facilities, and in each case we're recommending that those waivers be granted. As a matter of fact, at this point we're recommending that the plan be granted with only two conditions, which is pretty good. I don't remember bringing a plan in front of the board before, but it's just two conditions. We're asking that the applicant reimburse the township for the cost incurred in reviewing the plan no later than January 5th, 2018, and that the letter from Dauphin County Conservation District approving the ENS control plan is provided no later than June 5th, 2018.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Are there any questions from the board members? Very good. Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is B, 1 through 5, approval of resolution number 1524 to adopt the township's 2018 budget and approval of resolution 1525. Establishing real estate taxes for 2018, Mr. Nagel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The township budget has been on public display since October 27th of this year. We held a public hearing on October 31st. Total revenues are equal to $25,499,581. Expenditures equal to $23,884,935. 2018 budget proposes no tax increase. The general fund budget is $17,809,467, which is a 1% increase over last year.
Thank you, Mr. Nagley. Are there any questions?
Mr. Nagley, if you could just clarify again the use of general fund funds to balance
reserve funds
to balance our budget. The $475,000.
The capital reserve.
Yes.
We generally don't keep money in the capital reserve. The reserve is in the general fund. This capital reserve that we had was $475,000 was used to purchase equipment, so that we wouldn't have.
Can you use the microphone, please? We can hear you.
Pardon me?
We couldn't hear you back then.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Jim.
That's okay. The $475,000 in the capital reserve was used to buy equipment, which necessitated no tax increase. So we balanced the budget with the capital reserve and we're not able to raise taxes with that.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Hearing none, is there a motion? Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. I want to thank Mr. Nagley and staff for their work on the budget.
I want to thank Cheryl.
It is a long process, I know. So thank you for...
For Cheryl, for enormous amount of time in this. And so did his president, Stanley, Cheryl Lewis.
Well, thank you and congratulations on another successful budget. Next on our agenda is C1 through 3, consideration of adoption of the sixth addendum to the joint agreement for collection of taxes. Mr. Nagle.
This is what we use to have the tax collection agency. This is the sixth addendum, which started in 1993. There's no changes to any of the agreements that preceded this.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board members? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next is D1 through 5, approval of an agreement of cooperation among Derry Township Tax Collection Association, the Township of Derry, the Derry Township School District, and the tax collector, Louis Pauletti. Mr. Nagley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This agreement was first initiated in 2006. We do every 5 years, and Lou Pauletti is an elected tax collector. He does a fantastic job. He has a staff at the tax association available to him. The township pays him no money, and he reimburses the township for the money he gets from the county. So he makes no money of this. He does a tremendous community service, and this is a good agreement.
Very good. Are there any questions from the board members? Here it goes. Is there a motion?
Okay.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on the agenda is E1 through 2, award of contract for custodial services for township facilities for a contract period beginning January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2018. Mrs. Henry.
The township had advertised a request for proposals for cleaning services for the township's facilities. Prior to advertising, each department director had contacted custodial companies that they knew of in the community or in the area that they knew or had heard had done a good job. We had advertised and conducted tours and interviews of interested companies. When the bids were received, there were two companies that were interested in cleaning all of the buildings and one company interested in cleaning just administration. We had decided to split the contract to one company that would clean recreation and library and another company that would clean the police department and the administration building. They were the low bids for each of the buildings. When we proposed this to the company for the recreation center and the library, they declined. They wanted to do all the buildings or none. So therefore, we decided to offer it to the low bid for the other two buildings, which was ServiceMaster. And it would be a cost of $7,665 a month. We did budget for this expense for the year. So we are proposing awarding the contract to ServiceMaster.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Moyer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next is F1 through 11, appointment of a new third party agency sewage enforcement officer, Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In 2014, the board appointed Larson Design Group as the sewage enforcement officer for the township. That equated to hiring Dave Simonitis and Jerry Benz. In October of 2017, we received a letter that Dave Simonitis has accepted a job with actually Lebanon County Planning Department replacing Gordy Sheets, but it will be leaving Larson Design Group, and that Larson Design Group will therefore close the Bethel office from which we were served. However, Jeremy Vince is heading out on his own and has offered to provide us the same fine service that they have in the past. So, and the fees are essentially the same. And these are pass-through fees, end-user fees, as I like to call them. Because of that, of course, the township has to have a sewage enforcement officer. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors appoint JD Environmental Services, LLC, to be the township's third-party sewage enforcement officer, effective January 1st, 2018. And Assistant Secretary James Nagley is authorized to sign the attached agreement between the township and JD Environmental Services, LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Emmer. Are there any questions from the board members? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Second.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on the agenda is correspondence, board and committee information. I left Mr. Weir.
We got carpal tunnel from squirting whipped cream and hot chocolate from the tree lighting ceremony, but it was taken up. It was a fantastic event, great turnout, just wonderful.
So for workers' comp on something?
No, I'm just
checking.
I'm good.
I
still have free range on that. Whipped cream fingers.
Thank you. Mr. Weir.
Nothing.
Thank you. I have nothing at this time. Ms. Court.
Just attended a press conference today, which I'm hoping that we'll expand on when this turn in reports, but it's a wonderful exhibit to see that parking lot in use and how the water just disappears. It's really incredible to witness firsthand. So I want to applaud Matt and Lamar and everybody who worked on that project, but I'll let you talk about that when it's your turn. And I echo Mark's sentiments. I didn't get carpal tunnel, but I thought the holiday event was wonderful, and as always, we're always proud to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Agnew.
Nothing.
Thank you. Next up is the department reports. Lieutenant Roach.
Sir, police department has nothing to report.
Thank you, sir. From the fire department, Mr. Sassman.
Just a quick reminder that Santa will be making his runs this weekend and through next week. That's all I have.
Very good. Thank you.
That is the best news of the night. Actually, probably the funnest
news of the night. Even though leaf collection is high on my list. Mr. Clark.
We're giving Santa craft bags to collect leaves. Even though this is the last scheduled week for leaf collection, the weather looks relatively promising, so we're going to make every attempt to keep two trucks out at least next week yet to keep getting what's out there.
I personally will appreciate that. This is a great elaborate.
Nothing to report.
Thank you. And the administration?
Sure. Nothing, thank you.
Matt?
Just very quickly, Kimball Bogret is in the process of putting together the design team for the schematic phase of the new community center project, and I look forward to providing updates in the upcoming meetings.
Thank you. The Township Engineer HRG, Mr. Bonanno.
Mr. Chairman, the press release today went very well, I thought. There was about four representatives from DEP that attended. We had representatives from Township Board of Supervisors, and I made a few remarks and just really thanked the Township and leadership for really investing in a lot of stormwater infrastructure and looking to reduce some of the stormwater issues that you heard tonight from the residents through capital improvement projects, through the community economic development, where we're reviewing plans and doing everything we can within the ordinance and regulations to improve the stormwater on site and off site when a development comes in. I also talked about the parking lot and the existing parking lot that didn't have any stormwater management features on that, so when any rain occurred, that would carry the pollutants into the alleyway, directly into an inlet, and that inlet was piped and discharged directly to Spring Creek. So with the project and the forced pavement, we were able to decrease the impervious surface by 47% while still adding additional parking for residents. The stormwater project did a lot of things as far as reducing the peak runoff, reducing the volume of runoff, and improving water quality. It was designed to capture and store the 100-year event, so that is at the top of the watershed. So all that water will be infiltrated into the ground, and that recharges groundwater. So we heard today, tonight, concerned about well water. That will help with that situation. And overall, at the end of the remarks, we did a short demonstration where we had a few buckets of water and pour the water on top of the regular pavement. You can see it run off as it does with all impervious surface, and then it reached the porous pavement and pretty immediately just disappeared underground. So there was some news there. I'm not sure I didn't make it home tonight if it's on the news or not, but check later and maybe we'll see some of that in examples.
It was on channel, yeah.
Great. This is a great event. You had mentioned today some dollar figures that we've invested in the last number of years on stormwater projects. You don't have to have that handy.
Yeah, I do. Just a quick history. Since we were the township engineer back in 2007, so about a decade here, the township had an overall stormwater study done in 2008. That led to, in 2013, the completion of a multi-year drainage and sanitary sewer project. That was over a $7 million project that spanned about 2 years that really addressed some of the top priority areas in the township to relieve flooding for the residents. As a result of Tropical Storm Lee, we were able to get a grant of over $700,000 to address flooding up on Locust and Java, and that was a major concern. We had many times residents here complaining their basements were flooded, so that project seemed to be working very well. And also in 2006, we had the Coco Castle project that Mr. Mandia did, and also the fire station upgrades. Both of those projects added rain gardens to their sites to help improve water quality. This year we finished up the West Caracas Avenue project. That was a $400,000 project with a $200,000 grant from DEP. So we're really trying to leverage as much as grant funding as we can to keep the cost down for the residents to improve stormwater throughout the township. And I mentioned finally, we're also starting survey and design of some additional infrastructure project that will be bid out in 2018 through a DTMA and their stormwater authority. So they're already looking to invest the money that they've collected their authority and already fix a few things early next year.
And that was, I know the bond we did was $5 million, but how much of that was sewer or stormwater, do you recall?
In 2013?
Well, we just guaranteed a $5 million bond for DTMA, and it was going to be stormwater and sewer. Did you recall how much of that was stormwater?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
think
it was $1.5 million.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Bonanno.
Community development, Mr. Emery.
Can't top that.
I agree. economic development, Ms. Umbro. And I want to thank you for your efforts today, and you were a critical part of our grant funding for that. So
thanks. Yeah.
Thank you.
It was a good day.
just a
quick thank you to Parks and Rec and Public Works for your help with the holiday celebration last week, and to all the volunteers that are now struggling with trigger finger. And thanks to the fire department for safely delivering Santa and that effort as well. And to Supervisor Court for emceeing the event. Just one other note that the Downtown Hershey Association Board will be meeting on this coming Monday, the 11th at 5:30 in the lower level of the Hershey Story. Come join us.
Mrs. Henry.
Nothing, thank you.
Mr. Nathan, nothing. Very good. Next is the approval of accounts payable and payroll. Accounts payable in the amount of $140,401.65. And payroll in the amount of $335,847.11. Is there a motion? So moved by Mr. Engel. Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. And our final visitor of public comment. Same rules apply. Please state your name and address. Limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
My name is Karen Sterk, and I live at 1080 Princeton Drive. And I want to know how much of the stormwater money is going to help with the flooding that we have and had quite often lived there 25 years. We had no problems until the last 5 or 6 years. So I'd like to know what plans there are for the stormwater in that area.
Can you just update this resident and others on some of the work that's been going on out there?
Yeah, throughout really all of this year, we've been collecting a lot of data with DTMA and trying to prioritize some of the areas that still need fixing in the township. So I know that Princeton Drive is one of the highest priorities. We've been out on site, looked around, and at this point we're waiting for DTMA to give us some authorization to do some studies up there. But I know it's on pretty much the top of their list to start looking at. So that's the best I can give you.
And that's the important distinction to make, is that that's really, those are decisions now that DTMA makes. So now that we have a stormwater authority that's implemented by Derry Township Municipal Authority, they go through the policy and study the different areas, and HRDs and works for DTMA as well. But ultimately, those decisions are made down the street by the DTMA organization. So, but the good news is that we now have a stormwater authority, so we have a constant revenue stream, so that we can be addressing these things, and we don't sit back and wait for grants to be approved. We're taking matters into our own hands. So if we get grants, that's great. We can use that money. But if we don't get grants, we still are able to make improvements. So.
Anyone else? Very good. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment. Moved by Mr. Weir. Seconded by Mr. Engel. We're adjourned. Thank you, folks. Have a good evening.